Yesterday we did Reish Beis, Zayin, and Ches. Just one point which came up yesterday, we mentioned there were a couple of few points we have to go through. But when the Gemara talks about the devash of a tamar, the honey that comes out of a date, and you make a shahako on it, so it was pointed out, it's interesting that the pasuk refers to a tamar as devash. Eret zeit shemen u devash. Devash is the code word for the tamar. So you would think that even in its devash form, perhaps it's one of the shiva saminim, and it would be a bor pi eitz, and even an al ha-eitz as a bracha achrona. That's not the case. However, the bahag, all the rishonim bring down the bahag. The bahag says, when the gemara says it's shahako, it's assuming that you dilute it with water. But if you don't dilute it with water and you eat it straight, he says it's a bor pi eitz. Well, the rishonim will disagree with him, and the man said we don't pass it like him. But the rush in giving the svara of the Bahag says this exact svara that came up yesterday. That because the Torah refers to a tamar as dvash, it must be that in its dvash form, it's one of the Shiva Saminim. So the Bahag has a problem. How can the Gemara say that it's Shahako? Must be that it's somehow diluted. You're adding water. Well, you add water, oh, then it becomes Shahako. But if you don't add water, he says bar praise. We don't pass it like that, but it's a very interesting way. I never, you know. Interesting way of looking at the pasuk. Okay, we were discussing basically yesterday the difference between the Talmud cornflakes and the Kellogg's cornflakes. Kellogg's just smashes the, flattens the cornflake, they also toast it, and therefore it's basically like the Machaber says, it still exists and it's going to be a Bor Pi Adama. As opposed to Telma, where they totally destroy the corn, they turn it into corn flour, and then they reconstruct it into a corn flake, and that is going to be a shahako. So the whole page of Dirshu that, I don't know how I missed yesterday, but I did. So just some highlights. In footnote 45 over here, they talk about he brings down for Shlomo Zalman. I see yesterday potato kugel. The Pesach Shabbos says Shahako. He brings down his Adama. Right? We said yesterday the minhag is to make Adama, unless maybe if it's put in a blender. If it's put in the blender, then you probably should, if you make it by putting it in a blender, then you probably should make a Shahako on it. But it's usually not put into a blender. It's usually, I don't know what the word is called.
Yeah, grated.
Potato kugel? It's grated. Yeah, it's usually grated, but not by hand anymore because we have fancy machines doing that. But it's still the strips, the pieces. So that would be Adama. Same thing with latkes, also Adama. Then they talk about this potato, mashed potatoes. So here he gives a nice chilek, which also came up in the Mechaber over here. The Lashna Mechaber is if you took the date, which comes from the Rambam, and you crushed them by hand. Because when you crush something by hand, it is generally less thorough than if you do it by machine. So he wants to say the same thing by mashed potatoes. If it's something you do with a masher by hand, so there's usually pieces and chunks, and it's still going to be Adama. If, again, you put it into a machine, you put it into a blender, so then it's going to be a shako. I don't know. That's what he said. Yeah, why not? That makes sense. Does it make sense? If there's pieces of potato, then you can make Adama. If there's no pieces of potato, then it's going to be a shako. We say if it's put into a blender, so it's mamish liquefied almost. He brings it down from Nissen Karelitz and from Ravazna. Yeah, that's what's coming out. Then he talks about the puree that's made out of a powder. You have this powder and you turn it. Basically, you had potatoes, you ground it into potato flour, then you reconstruct it into mashed potatoes. So we discussed that, I think we discussed that yesterday. I think the pashtus, even though you make it look back into what it was, the pashtus, in my humble opinion, is a Jewish shahakol. However, it brings down from the same bracha, which is interesting. That's Rabbi Badner's English book, Laws of Brachos, that many big poskim say that if you reconstruct it into what it, basically what it used to look like, then it's going to get back its original bracha.
Pringles.
Which sounds like, right, which is Pringles and, yeah, and this pure, this mashed potato puree thing. Then it brings down from the buchacher that, no, if, once you destroy it, you destroy it. The fact that you reconstitute it to make it look like it used to look, that doesn't matter. It brings, okay, that's a machlokas. Okay, all those, the Pesach cookies, non-Gebrucht Pesach cookies are usually made, either made out of coconut flour, I guess, coconut whatever, that's Shehako, or potato flour, and that's also going to be Shehako. If you made a Bar Pi Adama, you're going to be Yotze B'dieved. Fruit leather. Fruit leather here, he says, is Shehako. It's not just... They didn't take the apricots and put them underneath the truck and have the truck drive over it. That's not what it is. It's more processed than that. Okay. Then the other question that we had, when the Ramah says, make a shahako, but really the bracha is really eight, but you should make a shahako because then you're yotze koin to everybody. And then he says, but if you're dealing with something, yeshiva saminim, then the after bracha, you go with the ikra din, and the after bracha should be ala eitz, al priya eitz. So if they wanted to say, then I guess he's going to say, in that case, you should make a bar priya eitz, not a shahako. But he doesn't spell that out. So it sounds like you're saying shahako, and then ala eitz. And if you remember, we mentioned this yesterday, so Dirshu points this out, that the reason for Moshe that, no, you're going to make a shahako, and then ala eitz. Oh, well, yesterday we said, but it's a contradiction, because if it's a shahako, it can't be ala eitz, and then that. It's not such a contradiction, because shahako potato kol, and whatever. Fine. Popcorn, we assume it's Adama. There are those who want to say Shako, but the passion is that it's Adama. Probably for two reasons. One is that you can still see that it's a corn. It just happened to be popped. It wasn't destroyed and pulverized and disintegrated. And the other they bring down is that, we mentioned this in the past, I'm sure they didn't like it, but that the popcorn that you get is not made from the same corn as the good old-fashioned corn on the cob that we used to eat as kids, which is probably not the same as the corn that you get in the can. Like, every corn is made differently. So once it's made for that purpose, even if it's totally destroyed, it still retains its bracha, because it's made for that specific purpose. Did you?
How about the orange peels? Oh,
if they
grow their own orange peel?
Okay, good. Yeah, I don't know. I made that up. But could be. Who knows?
Very interesting.
Someone tried to tell me that Bamba, it should be Hadama, because it's made from special, he said it's corn. I didn't know that Bamba was corn. I thought Bamba was peanut butter, peanuts. He said it's corn covered with some peanut butter flavor. But he claimed it's special corn grown to be turned into Bamba. There's a special type of corn, this corn that's popped, this corn that's pumped, this corn that's cobbed, this corn that's canned. Okay, I don't know. Okay, all the soy stuff, we say shako. Even though I don't know if you can eat soy in its regular. Anyone ever eat a soybean straight? Is it edible? You can eat soybeans? Okay. Okay, so that was a little bit of what we missed yesterday. Okay, now we are up to tests. Hopefully, tests and yud. There's tests. Tess gave me a run for my money today. I look tired in Tess. Okay. Let's just jump into Tess. Sofe Anovim. What is that? She'en misbashlim la'olam. They are grapes that are not ripe. And they're small, and they don't get bigger, and they don't ripen. They're just
winter grapes.
Messed up grapes. They're sour, you can't make wine out of them, you can't make vinegar out of them, there's nothing good about them. So, sofei anovim, she'im is bashim le'olam. V'chein ala novlos. Novlos is brought down over there in the Gemara Brachos and Daf Mem. What is novlos? The Gemara gives a couple of definitions. The Shulchan Aruch picks Rashi's. Novlos sheheim tmarim shebishlam usrafam hachom viyamshu. They are dates that were basically overripened and burnt and dried out by the sun. So on both of these things you say shahako. Okay, because they're kind of messed up. They're as my kids would say, dafuk. They're messed up. The Mishmer brings down an opinion in Sifkat Memtes that Novos perhaps is the exact same thing as we described as Sofei Anavim, just one is grapes and one is dates. Not that it pre-ripened and burnt on the tree and dried out on the tree, but rather that it's something that never gets ripened on the tree. Right, I don't know if it's plant. I assume it's not planted like that. I assume it's you plant grapes and then some of them end up being, So the question that the post can ask, Mishmar Sif Katan Nun, here you're making Shahako, and afterwards a burn of fashos. What about Sif Beis? Sif Beis was Bosar. Bosar are those mini sour mini grapes, which we said you're going to say a burn of Priyadaman. Right? What do you say on Sif Beis? Habosar, if it's not the size of a white bean, you make a bar priadama. And here, we're saying, you make a shahako. What's the difference between a bosar and a sofei anavim? That's the million-dollar question, and the answer is not size. Let's see. Mishmar sifkat the nun. V'lo dami the sifbeis gami bosar. Da'afilu lo giya lekipul ha'lovan dimavarcha l'bar priadama. U'ma'isha misofei anavim dimavarcha l'shahako. Why mini grapes and sifbeis we make a hadama, and here on mini grapes we're making a shahako. So yesh lomer d'shayni hasam da'anavim ma'al yaninu elish lo nigmur adayin. Over there, they're regular grapes that are just not ripe yet. They're going to be ripe, and they're going to be turned, could theoretically be turned into wine. They're regular grapes. They're just not ready yet. So they're going to be adama. They're messed up. They ain't of the elachomets. You can't turn them into wine, and you'll never be able to turn them into wine. It's made for vinegar. I don't know if it's really planted for vinegar, but that's the only thing you can really do with it. It's not any better than the vinegar that comes out of it, which would be a shahako. Okay, so here, because the Isif Beis has potential to be a grape, but just it's not ready yet. Okay, so that's going to be Adama. But here, it's never going to be ready. That's... We've had that a similar svara in the past. Actually, the Taz, when he discusses this, he brings in a raya from a girl, from Yuval Mizdaf Pei, where the girl skips stages and she's an islandess and she goes from a katana straight to an islandess. That was very interesting. I ain't jump for homework. Okay, Sivyud. Sivyud is interesting and important. Gemara Brachas Lamites Amar Aleph Amar Papa. Okay, we touched on this a little bit yesterday. We're going to touch on it a little bit more today. But what day is today? Wednesday? Okay, it's not really our topic. And that is vegetable soup, which was asked yesterday and we shut them down. Okay, we're not getting there. It just happens to me that the Gemara says that Maya de Silko Kisilko, the water of Selek is like Selek. It means that if you cook up this beets or spinach, make beet soup or spinach soup, the same bracha as the beets or the spinach themselves. Maya de Lifta Kilifta, Lefet, another vegetable. Maya de Kulushalki Kulushalki, all these vegetables, the vegetables, the bracha of the vegetable soup is like the vegetables themselves. Okay, we're not discussing it now. We're going to get there in a couple of weeks. Tosus on this says that you're going to say a bari priadama, even though it's a liquid, and it's all just the taste of the yirakos, of the vegetables, you're going to say the same bracha as the vegetables. Now, you may ask, we learned earlier in the week that when I take an orange and I squeeze it, or I take a date and I squeeze it, and out comes the dvash, and out comes the orange juice. That's just the sweat. That's zeya ba'alma, and it's just a shahako. So why, when I cook the vegetable and I turn it into a soup, we don't call it zeya ba'alma? That's going to be adama. And the juices that come out of all these juicy fruit is going to be a shahako. Tosus just says yesh lachalik. There is to differentiate, but he doesn't tell you how to differentiate. Right? Again, fruit juice is shahako. Vegetable soup is adama. So he's saying, he doesn't give us the answer, but that's the question. Okay, we're going to get there. Yes, there's a difference. We'll get there. What is the difference between squeezing a fruit and getting out the liquid that tastes just like the fruit itself, basically, or cooking the vegetable and having the liquid taste like the vegetable and making adama on that vegetable soup? That's the question. So the Tosfos doesn't want to give an answer. He just says Yesh Lechalik. The Rosh gives an answer. The Rosh says like this. I can't say I understand it, but I'll tell you what he says. The Rosh says like this. When you squeeze a fruit and you get out the juice does not have the same taste as the fruit itself. I don't know what that means. The orange juice does not taste like the orange. Now, I think when we taste the orange and we taste the orange juice, we would say it tastes the same. But it could be when you bite into the orange, you're tasting more of that orange juice inside the orange than you are of the orange itself. I don't know. This is what the Rosh says. He says that the liquid does not, the juice does not have the time of the pre. But when you cook a vegetable, the water absorbs the taste of the vegetable. Now, the Gemara talks about fruit juice and vegetable soup. Fruit juice, vegetable soup. What about fruit soup or vegetable juice? We'll start with fruit juice. Fruit soup. So the Rosh says that Efshir, it could be that if you were going to cook a fruit and turn it into a fruit soup, and the time of the fruit, the real time of the fruit, not the juice, which he says does not have the time of the fruit, but the real time of the fruit, because the cookie is going to go into the liquid. So then in Achinami, on fruit juice, you make shaka, but fruit soup, you're going to make a bar brains. So it's fruits, the Rosh. Efshir. Could be. That's what he says. Possible. Because fruit soup and vegetable soup are the same thing. It has the time of the fruit and the vegetable, so that's the bracha.
Does this mean that the orange is dissolved into the liquid, or you pull out the orange? Does it mean cook it? Cook it like a soup?
I don't know. I think it does not dissolve. I think you take it out. You take it out. Take it out.
It's just the heat that's making it.
It's, well, when you cook something, it gives the taste into it. Alright, depends how you do it. Depends how much liquid you have versus how much vegetables you have. It's not so simple. Okay, now, the Rashba says, no. The Rashba says fruit soup is also shahako. And there's a difference between fruit soup and vegetable soup. Fruit soup is shahako, vegetable soup is adama. Why? Because vegetables, soup vegetables, are made to be cooked into a soup. He says, Rob achilasan, most of these vegetables are eaten by way of cooking them, and when you cook them, the soup has the status of the vegetable itself. But by fruit, which is not normal to cook, and he says it's not normal to squeeze. That's why they jump on that Rashba and say, oh, but if it is there to squeeze it, it's going to have the bracha of the fruit itself. Not like the Rashba. That's why the Chazanish says that on orange juice you would say ha'etz, even though we don't actually do that. But he says, if it's not the derech to cook it, it's not the derech to squeeze it, so then we don't say that the liquid is like them, and you're not going to say ha'etz, you're just going to say a shahako. So the bottom line over here, we have a machlokes to the Rashba and the Rosh. When it comes to fruit soup, the Rosh says fruit soup is like vegetable soup, and you're going to say a bar priya eats. And the Rashba says, no, it's normal to cook vegetables into vegetable soup. It's not normal to cook fruit into fruit soup. And therefore, vegetable soup is adama. Fruit soup is still going to be a shahako. Let's see the Mechaber. Reish Beis Yud. And tomorrow, Mezat Hashem will do Reish Beis Yud Aleph, and that is the continuation and the seam of Yud. So I'm glad that we have, hopefully we'll be able to do that before the weekend. Peros, Shesharan Obishlam Amanim. You have fruit that you soak or cook in water. Mishabura points out, soaking it for 24 hours, okay, that's a discussion. How long do you have to soak a fruit for its time to come out into the liquid? But you have fruit that you soaked or you cook the water. Even though the taste of the fruit goes into the water, you're only going to say a shahako. Beragoyla, shin, that's the Rashba. She's just a Rashba. The Rosh Kosa, but the Rosh writes, the Efshir, Shim Nichlas Tama Pri Bamayim, a Bark Bar Priya Eitz. It could be that if the time of the Pri goes into the water, that you're going to make a Bar Priya Eitz on the fruit soup. Now, I don't know why I have a Rashba who tells me something with Vados. He's confident. I have a Rosh who says, Efshir, it's possible. Kind of like a suffix of a Rosh versus a valley of a Rosh. Now, the way the Mechaber formulates it, it's like a Stam and the Yesh Omer. He gives us a Stam Halacha, and it's of a Rosh Kosa. So usually when you have a Stam and the Yesh Omer, the Iker opinion is the Stam, and the Iker opinion is the Rashba. Mishabar Sivkata Nun Bays. It's Shahako. Because when you cook the fruit, it's also considered Zeya Ba'alma, just like squeezing the fruit. This is the Rashba. Like we saw by Sivches, the fruit juices are Shaka. We'll see in Reish Hei Beis. It's not like vegetable soup where you make Adama. Most of those vegetables are consumed by way of cooking. Now, I don't know, you can discuss, you know, every time period, every place. Are most carrots eaten raw or eaten cooked? I don't know. Or eaten on top of gefilte fish. I don't know. But he says, Rov achila of those yurakos is through cooking. And that's not the case by fruit. Most fruit are eaten raw, not cooked. And therefore, cooking them or soaking them is not going to give the liquid the same status as a fruit itself, because it's not the derech. It's not... I don't know if it's not normal, but he's saying you need rove. That needs to be extremely widespread, and you have that by vegetable soup, and you don't have that by fruit soup. But if you come up with fruit that most of them are cooked, so then you have the Rashba and the Rush. If it's a majority of this specific fruit is cooked and eaten by way of cooking, and you have the liquid and whatever, it turns into a soup. So then everyone's going to agree, both the Rashba and the Rush, that this specific fruit soup is going to be a bar peretz. However, but not so simple. Because then he said, "V'chazeh peperosh emitchilas netiyas emnatiyah daitel la'acham bevushom kushim." That's only if they planted the fruit with a das that you're going to turn it into a fruit soup. About peperosh daitel la'acham chayim, but if it's fruit that normally eaten raw. Some people dry it out, and once it's, I don't get this. They dry it out, but then too dry, you can't eat it, so they have to cook it. I don't know. That's what it sounds like they're doing. They dry it out, and then they cook it. So then you're only going to make a bracha of shahako, because it wasn't planted for that. You happen to dry it out, and then you happen to be cooking it. So even if everybody takes their dried fruit and cooks it, I don't know, nowadays there's a big dried fruit industry, but I guess in those days it wasn't for some reason. So that doesn't count, because that wasn't done intentionally. It was kind of like, oh, it dried out, okay, let's cook it, but it wasn't planted for that purpose. That wasn't the original kavanah. Well, the in plum innovation, a plum is a plum. Plum innovation, or karshin, which says our duv divanim, our cherries. Where they have a lot of these, so they plant it with the das to dry it out and then to cook it. I don't know. Whatever. I have to ask a woman who cooks and understands the stuff, because I don't. But they dry it out, then they cook it, and there's so many of them, and that's how they plant it, and that's the kavana. So then that kind of juice would have a. We get a bar pre eights.
Probably to preserve the fruit. Like they used to.
They dry. They don't have a refrigerator. You're saying they don't have a refrigerator?
Yeah. So they dry it out.
They dry it out, then it lasts longer. But then they can't eat it, so then they cook it. Oh, very good. Maybe. Okay, Shkai.
But Gemara talks all the time about drying on the roof, right?
Right.
Lots of time.
Yeah, it wasn't to eat it dry? I don't know. Yeah, right. It comes up in Hilchos. Grogos and Tzimukin, yeah. Okay. Look at Mishmas of Katla Nun Gimel. Shim Nichna, the Rosh says, Shim Nichna, Tama Priba Mai, Mavarach Bar Pi Eitz. Go 3-4 lines down in Mishmas of Katla Nun Gimel. The Yos and Nichna, Tama Priba Mai, Mede Bishop, Me Ilu Socha, the Priba Atma Kshu Chai. When you squeeze out the pre and get the juice, you get less time of the pre than you do by cooking it. Right, that's what the Rush told us. You like it, you understand it, you don't understand it, that's what the Rush said. What's halacha lamaisa? It says the Mishnah, then halacha paska achron lechatchila yivarech shahako. Lechatchila yisit shei shahako. But the Eved, in birech bar pe'etz, yotza. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll have a little to touch up tomorrow, but that's basically the sugya. And then Yid Aleph finishes off the, is a continuation basically of Yud.